Peace, peace. Welcome back, family. This is Black Abyss Production by your MC, Master of Ceremony, Sire Supreme. And we are getting ready to dive deep into the darkest parts of this reality in order to invert the darkness back into light, in order to balance and create an harmonious state. This episode, family, we will dive into the enemy is at the gate. The spiritual war is being breached, and the physical war must be met at some point. Your meditation, your prayers will not suffice. It is not enough. Something must be done. Something has to be done. We must take action at some point. Separation creates suffering anywhere we go in this world. Separation creates suffering. The reason why they put you in solitary confinement inside of prisons is because they know that separation creates insanity. Human beings must find relationships through attachment. This is one of our greatest needs. The more we have separated, the more we suffer. In the human body, if one thing is out of harmony, if one thing is separated, if one thing is not working in the harmonious relationship with everything in the body, you will feel pain. If you are in a relationship and you come together, the relationship is what love is. Love is not the feeling. The feeling is what is generated when the relationship comes together in a harmonious way. When each person is pouring into each other, when someone is receiving love, but they're also giving it, then we generate the feeling. A completion coming together. This war fights to separate everything. It is separating us from the totality of everything and everyone. There is a great war on masculinity. Some people call it toxic masculinity, but the two cannot go together. Toxic is the poison. Masculinity is the cure. Do you understand? Masculinity is what protects life. Masculinity is what has the integrity. Masculinity is what men stand on. Strength of a man's character. The ability to protect. The ability to provide. The ability to protect life at its highest priority. That is what we are here for. So, we are engaging in a confusion. The femininity is saying that they do not need the masculinity. Separation creates suffering. There is no need for the feminist movement anymore. It has served its purpose. We are in the reality where women are rich now, where women can be president, where women can be prime ministers, where women can own property now, where women can vote. Women have the ability to achieve everything that they desire. There is no need for femininity. The femininity now is a pure attack on masculinity. And it has to be driven through, because in the war of separation, they understand that the feminine power is being regained. And if it's being regained, we cannot allow it to anchor itself to the masculinity, because now we have the family being created again. The family is the most powerful government on the planet. That's what they fear. When the family is separated, They have pure destruction. This power, this energy of femininity has become anti-family. So the power wants to exist independently from its masculine counterpart. The power wants to infuse itself, right, into a seat where it rules over masculinity. That will not work. One thing about women and children is that if you want to invade a nation, right? If you kill the feminine principle, you kill a generation of children. If you kill the masculine principle, you kill a generation of warriors. If you want to leave women and children unguarded, you have to destroy the alpha males. When child molesters or violators want to invade your castle, want to invade the family, they first look to see if there is a masculine man present in the castle, present among them. And if there is none, then the women and the children are unguarded. More importantly, if the women are the stewards and the teachers and the nurturers of the family, we must socially engineer them. But first, we must remove the masculine man in order to socially engineer the views and the collective mind into one agenda, because they will imprint that on the children. They are the first teachers, the first nurturers. Whatever the child picks up from the mother, it will become. If a fireman runs into the house right now and the house is burning, who would the child run to first? The fireman or his or her mother? The child will run to the mother. First response will be the child's mother. This is why the war understands that to engage in total annihilation, we must leave the mother unguarded. It's very important. This war separation is breaching through. You see, the world is created from the consciousness of our minds. Thoughts is the word made flesh. Your thoughts is the word made flesh. Your mind is a womb. Whoever has the ability to imprint in that womb can get you to conceive their reality. Every thought is waiting to be conceived. So who can hijack the mind can be able to shape and shift the future. You see? So more confusion is being given to us. What's powerful about a thought? It is an entity all by itself. Even in this moment, as you listen to this, there are thoughts passing through your mind. They are all waiting to express themselves. But the thing that is fascinating about a thought is that you cannot stop a thought from passing through your mind. You, as the observer, only have the ability to project your consciousness into the thought in order to conceive it, to bring the spiritual essence of it into the physical world. A thought wants to use your vessel to express itself here in this world. And what's fascinating about it is that someone can give you a thought. My thought can become your thought, you see, and you can birth my thought. You can conceive my thought. It doesn't even have to belong to you. This is why, in order to engineer the physical war, you must first engage in it through the spiritual essence of the place where it is generated, and that is in the person's mind. The seed must be there. It must be cultivated there. But It must be cultivated by something of great influence. Someone must have the ability to direct the attention of the observer and grasp the confidence of them. So when they want us to be able to conceive a thought, they must give us what they call influencers. Jay-Z is an influencer. Beyonce is an influencer. These people are an influencer. Love and Hip Hop is an influencer. The drug dealer is an influencer. The rapper is an influencer. They are the influencers. What they do is they give us their thoughts. We take their thoughts and their thoughts become our thoughts. You know, you see, if I say I love you and you say it back, that means you think like me. That also means you feel like me. You see, my thought becomes your thought. If I say I love you and you don't say it back, you don't think like me and you don't feel like me. So ability to influence other people's minds. The ancestor said, no spiritual war, no physical war. They understand that no physical war, no spiritual war. They understand in order to stop a physical war, you must first attack them through the spiritual war. If you stop them at the spiritual war, you will never have to worry about a physical war. You must control the spiritual war first. And what does the spiritual war look like? The spiritual war says that if I see myself powerless, if I think that the power is happening outside of me, I will do nothing. And what does that look like? That means, let's take this example, for instance. You see, white supremacy is the effect of black inferiority. It is not the cause, it is the effect. The bully is the effect of your suffering. They are not the cause. Your boyfriend is the effect of your suffering. He is not the cause. What exactly am I saying? I'm saying that because you choose to be inferior, white supremacy looks to you like it is the cause. But once you stop choosing to be inferior, you will understand that white supremacy is only the effect of your suffering. You see, the bully draws his power from your power because you choose to be inferior. The bully has the power. Once you stop choosing to be inferior, you will understand that the bully is only the effect, because in the moment and of smacking the bully is now confused because you have now exercised power. You see, now the bully is concerned that the physical war has landed on his doorstep. The bully had control of the spiritual war. The bully had you believing that you were powerless. So therefore, he never had to worry about a physical war. The physical war wasn't at his doorstep. You see, and even in the company of other people, we can see the spiritual war. You see? No spiritual war, no physical war. You see? Sometimes we walk into environments and we feel ashamed, or we feel unworthy because people in the environment do not like us. People in the environment shy away from us, right? We did nothing wrong. But even in that moment, we do not understand the inferior emotion of jealousy. You see, jealousy is an inferior emotion. You see, envy is an inferior emotion. That means when we walk into environments, we do not even understand in that moment that we shift the room. We do not even understand in that moment that jealousy is the understanding that our opponent recognizes our strength. Do you understand? Our opponent recognizes our strength. We walk into the room, our makeup is done, our hair is done, our dress is fitted nicely. Our skin glows and other women look. They look in disgust because the energy that has just penetrated the room, that is passing through them. What does it say? It says that everything I see in her, I will like to be. So therefore, they invert your light when you walk into the room. They are disgusted by your light. They don't like you. They invert your light because everything you are, I will like to be. That is what jealousy is. But in that moment, you don't even recognize your own power. So you say, why don't you like me? I'm a nice person. Right? I'm kind. You diminish your own power in that moment. You see? You disconnect from yourself. Soul disconnection. You see? Separation creates suffering. Right? In all of these aspects of life, separation creates suffering. So we have to find our way back to ourselves. We have to find our way back to aligning, right, with our feminine counterpart. We have to find our way to align with our masculine counterpart. You see? Everything works in a harmonious relationship. If it doesn't work, it falls apart. Everything in your body is working together. It is called cohesion. Everything must move in the universal love and the universal law of cohesion. Oneness must take place. We have been separated so long in relationships that we get together and we become insane. Because separation creates suffering. So now when we finally try to attempt the relationship, right? We finally tried to bring the cohesion together. What happens? If I show you moments of accountability, you push back. You have the inability to receive love, right? Constructive criticism, right? Guidance, direction. You don't want to be told what to do. So we can even see the insanity in the relationship when we attempt to even pursue it, person after person after person. No one wants to be told what to do, right? So we still have the infection, right, of someone's idea, of someone's imprint. So we still want to be the boss, or we get into the relationship and we still move like we're single. You see? So then, the lack of emotional intelligence, the ability to understand how our emotions affect other people, and the ability to understand how their emotions affect us and how ours affect them. The ability to pause before we speak. Because we've been separated so long, relationships are a foreign environment for us. Do you understand? It is a foreign environment. Intimacy becomes a foreign environment for us. There are people who struggle with even saying, I love you back. There are people who have no God in them. You see, when somebody says they love you, they are simply just speaking life into you. They are trying to put the God back in you. They are simply speaking life into you. Your inability to say it back shows that there is no God in you. Do you understand that reality? So imagine that struggle. Intimacy. People do not have the ability to talk to you on the phone. They say, you know what? Just text me. People do not have the ability to sit with you in a coffee shop. They start to look around for the TV, for other people. They need a stimuli. They need something, right, to be stimulated by. If people are alone with you in a room, and there is no television, there is no music playing, and there is no alcohol in the hand, they say that they are bored. Do you understand? Some people need other people around them just for stimulus. You understand? If there is nothing happening, they are bored. There is no intimacy. They don't have the ability to appreciate a connection with another human being. Separation creates suffering. Do you understand? So we have to remove ourselves from the influence of outside ideas. We are gaining the views of other people, and they are influencing us. This love and hip hop, the music, the influencers, the followers. You understand? This is why people try to manifest from a place that does not even belong to them. Do you understand? People are trying to manifest, and the way they are trying to manifest, the idea of happiness is not even theirs. The idea of what they want is not even theirs. They are manifesting from a matrix construct that has been given to them. So you might say, man, $50 million would make me happy. You know, having this will make me happy. The idea of happiness, the idea of this is not even theirs. It is not until people manifest from their own construct that the manifestation will take place. Do you understand? If I say to you, I'll give you $50 million, will that make you happy? The average person would say, absolutely, that will make me happy. I say, yes, it will make you happy. They say, yes, that's a rhetorical question. Of course it will make me happy. And then I say, well, tomorrow, you will be the only person on earth. That's it. Do you still want the 50 million? And everybody says, no, of course not. But you just told me it will make you happy. You just told me that it will make you happy. Why? People will refuse the $50 million if they are the only person on earth tomorrow. Why? Because it shows that separation creates suffering. It proves that a connection to another human being is supreme. It proves that the relationship of attachment, a great human need. Human beings fight for attachment and authenticity. That if you never picked up a child, but you fed it every day, it will die from a lack of love. It proves that even if you gave the human being $50 million, they will refuse it if they were the only person on earth tomorrow. Separation creates suffering. The ability to anchor to another soul, the ability to have an intimate connection with another human being is supreme above all. The enemy is at the gate. We must recognize that we must pay attention. The war is in our mind, but it has breached into the physical realm. It is here. We must return back to masculinity. We must return back to relationships, completion. We must anchor ourselves to another human being. We must find intimacy. We must have the ability to receive love and give love at the same time. It is here. Something must be done. It cannot be prayed away. Action must be taken. The shadow work must be faced. The accountability, the self-awareness must be gained. The self-realization must be reached so that we can take action. The enemy does not sleep. It wants control of our sovereignty. It is anti-family. It is anti-love. The enemy is at the gate, family. Separation creates suffering. Thank you for tapping in to another Black Abyss production. I am Sire Supreme, your master of ceremony. We will be back again. Love and light. Peace.